Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
Now, we were talking about this the other day. The first thing our new governor signed into law, and I thought it was pretty cool, and we wanted to have him on to talk about it. Governor right. Lamont, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I thought that it was really cool and significant that the very first thing you signed into law was something that we can all agree on, and that's helping the federal workers who are suffering through the shutdown.
Yeah, not only are they suffering, they're doing the work. They're still showing up at the security at the airports. There's still FBI. There's still Coast Guard. They're doing the work. They're just not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So I had to talk to folks in the legislature on both sides. I also had to talk to the banks who came to the table. They're putting up the dough, the interest-free loan.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we did.
Right. So did this start with an idea from you, from your administration, and then your first conversation was with Webster Bank? How did that work?
We found out that these folks are not even eligible for unemployment compensation because they're working. So how's that for an odd thing? If you're working, you can't do it because you're not looking. So we figured out what we could do. One of our teams said, why don't we try the banks? Rather than use the taxpayer dollars, maybe the banks would want to step up. And in less than 6 hours, we had the head of Webster Bank standing next to us saying, we're ready to take the lead and provide an interest-free loan starting this week. And every other bank has stepped to the table right now. So you go to your local bank, you go to their website, you show proof that you're a federal employee. Show us what your pay stub was so we know what we owe you. And there will be an interest-free loan made available.
I thought
it
was awesome.
Pay it back as soon as you get paid back by the president.
Right.
There was an image that we haven't seen in a long time. It was you with Democrats and Republicans at your desk while you're signing something.
All smiling.
Yeah.
Not four smiles.
Wow. I thought it was significant.
It was like, okay, get a photo somewhere right now.
Yeah.
My teeth are drying
out. I'm being held hostage.
Okay.
Right.
I'm blinking.
No, I asked Lynn Vazzani, you still going to be smiling after I submit my budget on February 2nd? But I'll take it while I can get it.
Exactly. Right. I just think it's a good tone to start with. And speaking of your budget, how's that coming? Are we looking at cuts? Are we looking at increases?
We're going to roll out a budget that is, balanced, just not for a year, but I hope for the foreseeable future. It's going to show real structural reforms, some of which take some time, unfortunately. It's going to show a government that slims up, especially using more technology, and we'll probably be looking at some form of revenues as well, just so we can get this honestly balanced.
Revenues in the form of new taxes, increased taxes?
Yeah, I've said I don't want to raise any tax rates, so I've been pretty clear about that. And as you guys reminded everybody for about 8 months.
I want to be clear on this. All I did was ask you a question.
Right. Somebody else ran with it.
And if you would have done what every other politician does and just lie, we all would have been fine.
I can't hear you, Chaz. What'd you say? You got a bad connection?
Yeah, exactly. See, now you figured out.
See, you messed up. You told the truth.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm looking at, potential expansion of the sales tax, this new services, not raising any rates. But I'm not going to do anything unless it's part of some structural reforms. Nobody wants to pour money into a bucket that has a hole in it. So my job is to give the legislature some real options on how we can get a budget balanced so we can get this behind us and start investing again in where we ought to be as a state.
So those increases or the revenue you talked about, that's coming partly from tolls, tractor trailers, and
I know you love them, and we have talked about tolling tractor trailers, and I'm going to put that on the table in this next session. The legislature may have their own point of view, but I think you know where I stand.
Right. But you mentioned that there would be some slimming down, but also some increases. Can you tell us what some of those increases would be?
Well, some of it is due to the fact that we have a agreement with our state workers that goes till 2028, I guess it is, and that includes some pay increases. They haven't had a raise in quite some time, so I got to look at that. And secondly, you know, maybe just some selective investments along the way. We've talked about a property tax cut as well for middle class folks. I want to get that in.
I think I heard something in
their
there.
First budget, and I got to pay for that.
I think I heard something. I want to read between the lines a little bit. So you said a little bit of slimming of government, and then some state workers need raises. So is that part of a deal? We'll give you guys some raises, but we need to cut some jobs.
Well, first of all, remember, this is all by a contract that the legislature passed last session.
Right.
That includes,
so we have to live with that until 2028?
Yeah.
I want to sit down. I do want to talk about that. I do know that we have an awful lot of folks who are going to be retiring, Chaz, over the next three-plus years. And we got to think about what's the best way of delivering services going forward. So that's all going to be part of a conversation that's already begun.
All right. Well, we want to get you in here, and we want the tribe to be able to call and ask you questions. But they heard you were coming on the phone, and they asked some questions. Now, here's one that I've been pitching for a long time. This is maybe something you could use in your budget. This would address revenue, and it would also address congestion on the highways.
Okay.
All right, so a lot of times when the traffic is moving slow, it's because people are in the left lane driving slow.
Yeah.
So I think you put a special task force of unmarked cars together, and all they do is drive in the left lane, and anyone who's going slow that doesn't yield and get over to the right lane, hefty fine.
Exactly.
So now people start moving in the left lane. They start using that left lane just to pass.
Right.
And you get revenue.
It's
Isn't
brilliant.
That great?
It's brilliant.
Okay, well, I have some vigilante drivers making some citizens arrest. But, yeah, especially those trucks. What are they doing over in the fast lane? Get over in the slow lane where you belong.
I agree.
Yeah, Pam is with you on the trucks. She's not big on the trucks.
Right. Yeah.
I like the trucks because they bring me things like food.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah. TVs and whatnot.
Sometimes right, 95 so in the morning.
It doesn't sound like you're really warm on this left lane thing. So this would be the state police
going. What's option two?
Yeah. What's the state police talking about?
See, now we don't drive around in state police cars, so
no.
We don't have people get out of the left lane because we're behind them.
Right.
All right, just something to think about. I'm going to pitch that again to you. Dog restraints. Dogs and pets are in cars just running around.
Right. Restrain the kids from the dog.
Right. What do you think about that?
What do you
that?
Want, a state law saying keeps your dog on a leash when they're in the car?
Yeah. Restrain
you
a dog.
Want more state laws?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's think about it.
All right. I can hear him turning people.
Somebody suggested off-road parks for ATVs and whatnot.
Off-road parks, meaning you can pull off Merritt Parkway or something and have a place to hang out for a while?
No, a place like really race your motorcycle, your quads, things like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. You know, first thing I want to do is open up the hospitality centers back on our main roads again. Those things have been closed for a while. What type of a welcome is that?
Right. Welcome to Connecticut.
Right.
And it's all boarded up.
Yeah, go pee in the bushes. Yeah.
Welcome to Connecticut. Closed for business.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's a
We're
going to
get those open.
Yeah. Keep
all
moving,
good.
Yeah.
All right. And then people are asking a lot about weed. Is that going to be in a budget? Is that going to be, I mean, there's a bill on the, I think that's been proposed. And if that, some kind of a legal weed bill ended up on your desk and it addressed all the things that you're concerned with, would you sign it?
I would. Yep. It's got to be done carefully. We're going to regulate it, looking at Rhode Island, looking at Massachusetts, what our neighbors are doing. But I don't want the black market controlling this, so I would sign that. Yep.
Go.
And do you see a heavy tax on that? What kind of state tax would be on that?
Well, there'd definitely be a tax on that. I'd look at what our neighbors are doing. We had, 1,000 Connecticut people go across the border to Massachusetts the last 2 weeks ago when it was made legal there. So
you saw that, huh?
Yeah.
I did see that.
That was AJ's car.
I did wave.
Yeah. Couldn't get up there myself, but yeah.
I'm sorry I couldn't cop for it, sir.
All right, so you would sign it if it addressed all of your concerns?
If I would sign that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think everyone else is doing it. Why not?
There's money to be made.
As long as we do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody...
It's out there. All the other states are doing it. And you just got to do it carefully. And you want to do it the way you regulate it. So they're not putting fentanyl and a lot of crap in this stuff. So at least you know that it's regulated and safe.
Matt and Dan Barry wanted to know, if you did legalize weed, would you come in studio and smoke?
Don't see that happening. Sorry, Dan Barry.
Yeah. I also would have to get that past the bosses, and I don't think that that would happen either. So
they make me pee in a couple of times.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be
too
able to.
Too early for these tricky questions.
That's right. I wanted to talk to you because I thought it was just a good first image of you with both parties at your desk signing something. We haven't seen that in a while. It was great to see that and to help the federal workers who have nothing to do with the shutdown. I thought it was awesome.
I just want to give a shout out to the legislature. They moved pretty fast as well. They came back for this session. They got this passed. They asked some good questions. It was Republicans and Democrats. And so if I can keep this going, we're going to be in pretty good shape at the state.
Well, thanks for coming on, Governor. We appreciate it. We hope to see you in studio soon.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
I didn't pick this song.
It's a hell of a way to get out of the governor.
The governor wanted to hear Ozzy.
Yep.